be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son so that your Son may glorify you, just as you gave him authority over all people, so that your Son may give eternal life to all you gave him. Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, the one true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. I glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work that you gave me to do. Now glorify me, Father, with you, with the glory that I had with you before the world began. I revealed your name to those whom you gave me out of the world. They belong to you, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you, because the words you gave to me I have given to them, and they accepted them and truly understood that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I will no longer be in the world, but they are in the world while I am coming to you." The Gospel of the Lord. What do we celebrate at Christmas?
Jesus' birth.
Very good. The birth of Jesus, right? And where did Jesus come from? Let's get some of you guys back here.
God.
Very good. Jesus came from God. God sent Jesus, and Jesus was born through Mary, the mother of Jesus and our mother. So God sent Jesus to the world as a baby, and Jesus grew up, right? And then at one point, he started teaching his disciples and his friends about God, right? And then what happened at Easter? What do we remember at Easter?
Jesus is risen.
Okay, Jesus rose from the dead, but he died because what the people did to him.
They hurt him.
They?
Hurt him.
Right, they hurt him. See, that's the crucifix. That's why we remember that although Jesus taught them to love each other, to love God, that but the people hurt him. So they wanted to kill him, but although he died on the cross, he rose, and that's what we celebrate at Easter. What did we celebrate last Sunday? Okay.
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day, that was that 2 Sundays ago, wasn't it? Yeah, 2 Sundays ago, you're 1 week behind.
Palm Sunday?
Palm Sunday, no.
Easter?
Easter, no. Okay, we'll take one more.
Behave?
No. We celebrated Ascension Sunday when Jesus went back to heaven. So after Jesus rose from the dead, he spent time with his disciples to help him understand why he had to die on the cross. And that's because he wanted to show us how much God loves us, that he was willing to die on the cross so that one day we too can go to heaven like Jesus did. So after some time with his disciples, Jesus went up to heaven. If you can see that glass-stained window over there, you see how Jesus is above all the disciples and Mary? Because at that time, Jesus went back to God. He came from God, and he went back to God. And the reason Jesus went back to God, so we too, when we live a long life and die, then we too can go up to heaven to be with God and Jesus forever. But also, if you see on the, it's not clear there, this Sunday, Jesus gave us another gift after he went up to heaven, because he didn't want to leave us alone. He sent us the Holy Spirit, and that we call Sunday Pentecost Sunday, when the Holy Spirit came down on the apostles. Now, do you know when do we receive the Holy Spirit? At what sacrament?
Baptism.
Excellent. At baptism, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That means that we become God's adopted children, God's daughters and sons, and God gives us the power of the Holy Spirit so we can love as Jesus loves us. Because that's what Jesus came to teach us. Jesus talks about he did the work of God the Father. The work that Jesus did is to love us and to teach us how we can love one another so we can be happy. So we live in a world that there is no war, there is no violence, there is peace, there is joy. But when we don't listen to Jesus, just like if you don't listen to your teachers and follow their instructions and pay attention to what they're teaching you, then we don't do good. And that's why we have all these bad things happening in the world. Because we don't love like Jesus loves us. But Jesus gives us the Holy Spirit to continue to guide us and teach us how to love as we grow up. So we can grow up to be truly the friends of Jesus and the sons and daughters of God the Father. And what's the color for Pentecost? Anybody knows the color?
Red.
Very good, red. The reason it's red, because when the Holy Spirit came down on the apostles, it was like flames of fire, because fire is a sign of love. So that's why Sunday, when you come to Mass, wear something red, okay?